Thank you, Larry. I would ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. I made a matter of prayer this week what I might bring out tonight. And as I was praying during the week, this song came to me, number 259, Let's Pray for One Another. And my trouble is a lot of times then I start thinking about something else, and maybe I'm not supposed to read this, but that's what I believe I've been given here tonight. And I believe it is something that we all need to be doing, and it is praying for one another. I know we've received, since we've been here, many prayers from our brothers and sisters. Our whole family has needed them. And I think we need to be careful that we're not afraid to ask for prayers. I know a lot of times on myself, I'll wait longer than I should or won't ask them at all. I'll just go through suffering, something that I wouldn't need to. We do need to pray for one another. Let us pray for one another, for the day is fading fast, and the night is growing darker, while the scourge goes flaming past. We can see it in the darkness, closing round our narrow way, and the snares are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. We are walking down time's vista, we are very near the end. Let us pray that God the Father may His guiding Spirit send. Now the foe becomes more daring, knowing well the latter day. 'Tis the strength of his despairing. For each other, let us pray. Pray in faith and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. For our prayers are much availing if we walk upright in jest. Be not weary of exhorting, heed the lesson of each day, and that we may be unwavering. For each other, let us pray. It is waning on toward midnight, soon we'll hear the watchman say, see, the Son of God is coming, go and meet Him on the way, that our lamps may then be burning, bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share His glory. For each other, let us pray. And I think this song could really be a sermon in itself. But I had a few scriptures as I read through this that came to my mind, and I just like to bring some of these out. And the first one is, day is fading fast. And I don't know about others, but it seems like to me that time is going by so quickly. And it just seems like it's going by quicker than what it used to. And I know just in this year that to me, it doesn't seem like it can be the middle of May already. And also, I was thinking about, it's been 22 years ago this month that we moved here. And I think we've been greatly blessed in that, but that, to me, just doesn't seem possible that it's been that long ago. And I think sometimes we just need to set back and look at the things that are happening around us so quickly, and that we're careful that we don't get caught up in these things and the things of the world that would draw us away from our Heavenly Father. And in that second line there, when the scourge goes flaming past, the thought that came to me, and I know it's been brought out before, was the affliction of AIDS, which I think is an epidemic now, something that there is no cure for, and is spread mainly by ways that are contrary to what the Lord would have us be doing. And down in the fourth verse, our fourth line here, the snares are growing thicker. For each other, let us pray. And the scripture that came to my mind here was in Mosiah, page 223. I think I'll start with the 42nd verse. And now for the sake of these things which I have spoken unto you, that is, for the sake of retaining remission of your sins from day to day, that ye may walk guiltless before God. I would that ye should impart of your substance to the poor, every man according to that which he has, such as feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, visiting the sick, and administering to their relief, both spiritually and temporally, according to their wants. And see that these things are done in wisdom and order, for it is not requisite that a man should run faster than he has strength. I'd like to read just another short scripture here. The things are done in wisdom and order, and that's in Second Peter, in the first chapter. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he has given us an order of doing these things. I'd like to continue in Mosiah. And again, it is expedient that ye should be diligent, that thereby ye might win the prize. Therefore all things must be done in order. And I would that ye should remember that whosoever among you that borroweth of his neighbor should return the thing that he borroweth, according as he doth agree, or else that thou shalt commit sin, and perhaps thou shalt cause thy neighbor to commit sin also. And finally, I cannot tell you all the things whereby ye may commit sin, for there are divers ways and means, even so many that I cannot number them. And that was the main verse I wanted to bring out here, is this warning that there is so many ways that we can commit sin. And if they could not number them then, I know we cannot number them now in the world we're living in. I'd like to go to the second verse. We are walking down time's vista. We are very near the end. And I looked up the word vista, and it says view down a comparatively long, narrow channel of sight. And I think as we look at this time, as it says very near the end, what should be in our sight should be set on. And that is doing the things that are right and pleasing before our Heavenly Father. Our sight should be on following His commandments, on following His scriptures, on doing those things that are right before in Him, and keeping ourselves in that straight and narrow path. And I like going to 2 Timothy and read a short scripture. And I know I've read this quite often and probably will continue. I think I'll start with the 14th verse. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I think the Lord has given us these scriptures to keep us in that straight and narrow path, that we may be doing what is right before Him. We are very, in the next line here, and very near the end, and we can continue in Timothy and read the same chapter. I think I'll start with the first verse. This know that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. And I believe that we can see this around us in the world today. In the next verse, it's, let us pray that God the Father may His guiding Spirit send. And the scripture that came to me here was, it's on page 164. In the Book of Mormon. And I'd like to read just one verse, and that's verse 11. For if you would hearken unto the Spirit which teaches a man to pray, ye would know that ye must pray. For the evil spirit teaches not a man to pray, but teaches him that he must not pray. And I believe we must hearken unto that spirit that teaches us to pray and wants us to pray. I know myself, I often get caught up in, at night, I feel I'm too tired, I'm too busy or something. But we must take this time that the Lord directs us in to come to Him to pray. The next one was, pray in faith, next verse, and pray unceasing to the God we love and trust. And the scripture came to me here is found on page 767. And I'd like to read two verses here. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for it is by faith that miracles are wrought, and it is by faith that angels appear and minister unto men. Wherefore, if these things have ceased, woe be unto the children of men, for it is because of unbelief, and all is vain. For no man can be saved according to the words of Christ, save they shall have faith in His name. And I believe we do need to have this faith. We go to our Heavenly Father that He does hear our prayers, and He will answer them. And I also think we need to remember that the Lord knows what is best for us, and His answer may be not the one that we're thinking that we want, but will be the one that is right for us. I'd like to read another verse on page 775 with one verse. Verse 7, and ye may know that is He You may know that he is by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore I would exhort you that ye deny not the power of God, for he worketh by power according to the faith of the children of men, the same today and tomorrow and forever. So he will work with us according to the faith that we have. And I believe that we must put our faith to work. In the same line as to God, to the God we love and trust. And I know everybody knows what scripture came to my mind here, and this is in Matthew, in 22nd chapter. And Jesus said unto them, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And I do believe we need to have this love for our Heavenly Father, and if we have this love, it's going to show in our lives. And I want to read one scripture in the Book of Mormon on trust. This is on page 94, the second book of Nephi, in the third chapter. And I think I'll start with the 61st verse here. O Lord, I have trusted in Thee, and I will trust in Thee forever. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. Yea, cursed is he that putteth his trust in man, or maketh flesh his arm. Yea, I know that God will give liberally to all that asketh. Yea, my God will give me if I ask not amiss. Therefore I will lift up my voice unto thee. Yea, I will cry unto thee, my God, and the rock of my righteousness. Behold, my voice shall forever ascend up unto thee, my rock and my everlasting God. I think there it shows us that our trust must be in him and not in man. And going down to the next line, for our prayers are much availing if we walk upright in jest. And again, I think everybody knows what scripture came to my mind here, and that was in James, the 5th chapter. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, and if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So I think it's so important that we are doing those things that are right and pleasing before our Heavenly Father. That we are, again, in that straight and narrow path. Now then, the last one here, and that we may be unwavering for each other, let us pray. And a scripture came to me, and this was one our brother had read this morning. This is in the second book of Nephi, on starting on page 162. And it is important that we will not waver. And I think I'll start with the 27th verse. And now, my beloved brethren, after ye have gotten into that straight and narrow path, I would ask if all is done. Behold, I say unto you, nay, for ye have not come thus far, save it were by the word of Christ, with unshaken faith in him, relying wholly upon the merits of him who is mighty to save. Wherefore ye must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ, having a perfect brightness of hope and a love of God and of all men. So here it tells us we're not to waver, but we must press forward with a steadfastness in Christ. In the 30th verse, wherefore if ye shall press forward, feasting upon the word of Christ, and endure to the end, behold, thus saith the Father, ye shall have eternal life. And now behold, my beloved brethren, this is the way. And there is none other way nor name given under heaven whereby man can be saved in the kingdom of God. So again, we can see we should not be wavering, but we should be pressing forward in a straight line. Going to the 4th, it is waning on toward midnight. Soon we'll hear the watchman say, see, the Son of God is coming. Go and meet him on the way, that our lamps may then be burning bright enough to guide our way, and that we may share his glory. For each other let us pray. And the main thought, one of the main thoughts that came out on this one is that our lamps may then be burning. It was a parable of the 10 virgins, where there 5 were foolish and the 5 wise. And the 5 wise had oil in their lamps. And I believe that's what we need, is to have this oil in our lamps, the righteousness of the Lord in our lives. Be doing those things that are right and pleasing before him. And I got just one more scripture I'd like to read tonight. In Thessalonians. And I know I've read this one before, but I think it goes along again with this song. And I think I'll start with the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. And I believe we don't have a need. We know that the day and the time that we're living in. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. And I do think, again, we need to be praying for each other. And I just wrote down a few things as I was thinking about this that we need to be praying for, and I know others could think of many more. We need to be praying for those who are in need, as our brother Frank brought out this morning. We need to pray for each other, as the song says, especially in the day and the time that we're living in. And I know, as I've said before, that I need your prayers. And I believe, again, in the time we're living in, we need to be praying for our families. We know that Satan, as we look around us in the world today, is at work. And he's trying to draw families apart and away from each other. Pray for those who are not coming to church. This is adults and children alike. And we need to pray that the Lord will show them what they need to be doing. Another thought came is we need to be praying, because I know there's some that are getting married in the next year, that we need to be praying for those as, you know, as they start off their lives together, that they will know that the Lord needs to be part of their lives, part of their marriage, and that they will need to rely on him in their needs. And also that they may realize that they need to be here with their brothers and sisters, and that they will that they will be able to rely on them. I think we need also pray for our new apostles. I know that they would appreciate our prayers and support as they take on their new responsibilities. And also pray for our other apostles who are already in the fields. I know they need our prayers. And also I believe we need to pray for our local, that as our brothers start out on new responsibilities, that the Lord will call others here to help, if that is his will. And again, we need to pray for our church that we are doing the things that are right and pleasing before him. And I believe that is our desire. And I pray that I may have brought something that would be of help to us tonight. And I'd like to close with a reading part of another song, and this is number 272. Just a whisper of prayer in the load of care from the burdened heart is lifted, and a gleam of might makes the pathway bright. A gleam of light makes the pathway bright, for the heavenly clouds are rifted. Just a whisper of prayer in the load you bear, and the darkened path grow lighter. Whosoever thou art, with a lifted heart, you will find your skies grow brighter. Just a whisper prayer and a friend is there, who can turn your grief to gladness, who can fill your days with the notes of praise, who can give you song for the sadness. Do not travel in darkness when you may walk in sunshine fair. You can find the light and the pathway bright by the aid of a whispered prayer. Thank you.